And straight out of the block, Stuart is on the line. Hello, Stuart.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yes, very good. What can we do for you?
Yeah, it's an odd question. Came up in conversation at work. What shape web would a spider make if it were in space?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Dave, what do you think?
I don't know. I've never...
In space, there is microgravity.
There's almost no gravity. There's nothing to align, get the spider to align itself. But I don't know whether a spider is aligning on gravity or whether it's doing it visually.
Kat, your perspective?
I reckon it might struggle to kind of... Because don't they kind of fling themselves around and make their web? So I think it might struggle with that. And also, I remember the study where they gave spiders different drugs and saw the effects on their web. So I wonder what would be the effect of spiders on drugs in space as well.
Okay, so you answered the question by asking another one. Well, I'm pleased to say, Alan Boyd, who's working with us at the moment, he is, as one of our interns, found a wonderful paper which is actually detailing this. NASA did do this experiment aboard Endeavour, the penultimate space mission using the shuttle. It went up last May, and I've got a little write-up which is in Wired magazine, so I'll just quote from this, because it says a pair of golden orb spiders called Gladys and Esmeralda were shot into space on Endeavour in May. The experiment was part of a K-12 curriculum, which, when a school is back in session, will let students compare the behaviour of spiders kept in the classroom, as well as spider noughts, as they're dubbing them. They say, on Earth, these spiders, which are Nephila clavipes, generally spin large circular webs, and they actually make webs that look like they've been chopped off at the top, so they have a sort of horizontal across the top. When they spun the webs in space, the spiders' webs ended up completely circular. The spiders, which use gravity to orient themselves, seem unsure about which way to face at times, say researchers at the University of Colorado at Boulder, who are behind the study. Golden orb spiders usually use gravity when building the long lines that radiate from the web's centre, occasionally letting go to drop to the ground. But when she lets go, Esmeralda, that's one of the spiders, doesn't have gravity to bring her down, so she just floats about instead of dropping. So I think, Stuart, the answer is that the pictures they've got on this article and from NASA's own website show spiders that do seem to make quite good webs, except they're very much circular. They don't have that horizontal across the top. So the spider appears to be able to compensate for the absence of gravity and still orientates itself.
How interesting. I mean, it's an odd one, because you do think of it, it's a very 2D shape, and obviously now I'm thinking of, you know, 3D shapes in space, like cocoons and things like that. I wonder if there would be other animals that would maybe struggle with trying to create a, you know, thinking of the whole caterpillar to butterfly phase when they create the cocoon. I wonder if they'd struggle with that, because if they are using gravity to obviously return themselves on that downward loop, if they can't do that, I wonder what they would end up for, wonder what strange shapes they would produce.
Dave?
I guess it depends whether gravity is a big effect on how they're growing, because quite a lot of this sort of thing will be to do with kind of chemical things and electromagnetic forces. I don't know how much gravity is important in sort of embryology and things like that.
Certainly, NASA did do a very nice experiment a few years back looking at how plants grow in space, because one of the big questions is, when you plant a seed, why does the root always grow downwards and the shoot goes upwards? How does the plant know what's down? And it was an experiment done on the space shuttle that, in fact, proved it. It was on the Columbia mission, unfortunately the one that crashed, but the experiment survived and they managed to get it from the wreckage. And it revealed that, in fact, in plant cells, what you've got are lots of tiny grains of starch bobbing around inside the cell. And under the influence of gravity, they settle inside the cell, and as they settle, they push on a structure called the cytoskeleton, which is a fine network of threads and connective tissue inside the cell that holds the cell together. And the cell can sense this, so it knows what direction is downwards. And grown in space, moss, instead of growing in one direction, grew in a funny spiral because it didn't have that so-called geotropism.